This segment is on Julian Assange's body double. It was a faked arrest. Let's clue you in a little bit more on why we know that. First of all, you see those vertical frown lines on Assange's body double's face? Well, Assange doesn't have vertical frown lines. He has a horizontal frown line. You can Google Assange's face, his photos for the last 12 years, and you will never see a vertical frown line on Assange's face. Okay, secondly, that guy, the body double, weighs more than Assange. That's why they covered him up from neck to toe. Because they were, and then they wrapped him up like a taco and carried him out with about seven guys, hiding the body. Why was that? Because they didn't want you to see the height or the weight or the walk of the guy. But here you're looking at his hair, and you can see the bun on his head at top left corner. So on the left is the body double, on the right is Assange. The hair's growing in dark. So not only do we have the vertical frown line, but the dark hair growing in. And then, of course, the weight. That guy was weighed too much. He wasn't Assange. Well, Assange doesn't weigh as much as his body double. Okay, so on the left is the body double, and on the right is Assange. Look at the distance from the eye to the bridge of the nose. You can see where the bridge of the body double's nose comes out much further than Assange's. But you can also see the ear. It's different. Assange's left ear and the body double's left ear. It's not the same ear at all. So this is Assange's right ear on the left-hand side, and then the body double's right ear on the right-hand side. It's close, but it's not a match. You can see the little bend at the top on the body double's ear, where it's, pinched more together. But we've got a lot more than that. This is who they said was Assange in Belmarsh prison. Remember, most of the times he was not even permitted to appear at his own hearing and trial. And the few times he showed up, most of those were by video. And then, of course, they didn't allow the public entry. Even journalists weren't allowed in because it was just a big cover-up by City of London Corporation. It was operating Old Bailey Central Criminal Court outside UK jurisdiction. It's that sovereign 1 square mile, like Vatican is sovereign and Pentagon Reservation is sovereign. So those were the guys who held Assange's bogus trial. But anyway, so here he is being videotaped, but that being, streamed in, I guess. Well, look at this guy. That's not Assange's mustache. And Assange isn't bald. That guy's bald. Assange is not bald. On the left is Assange's body double's thumb. And on the right is Assange's thumb. I'd like you to notice the nail bed. Now, on Assange's thumb, on the right-hand side, nail bed basically goes straight up. But on the left side, where it's Assange's body double, you can see that there's an indentation on the nail bed, and then the bed just kind of shoots outward. Not the same thumb. So Sasha didn't have the vertical frown lines. The ear's different. The weight's different. The hair color was different. And here we got something else for you too. Okay, so the index finger, that's the index finger of Assange's body double. So we're looking at the left hand of Assange's body double, and look how short his index finger is. Now, on the next slide, we'll show you Assange's index finger, and you'll clearly see it just wasn't the same guy. That was taken from the day of the arrest. The fat body double with the darker hair and the vertical frown lines. It just wasn't the same guy. It's not Assange. It was not Assange. So on the left side is the day of the arrest, the body double, where the index finger is just like an inch shorter than Assange's index finger. Assange's index finger's on the right hand sides. He's got his little leather jacket on in that picture. So you got different hair, different weight, different ears, different thumb, different index finger. And I'd just like to tell you that the head of Assange's surveillance, he reached out to me the night before the arrest. And he reached out to me the morning before the arrest. He reached out to me during the arrest and right after. So there were like three, four times in that 24-hour period before the arrest and after the arrest. And he was trying to basically see if I was going to fall for the body double. Well, we all knew it looked nothing like Assange, right? We were all flabbergasted, going, "Oh my God, what happened to Assange?" Right? That's because it wasn't Assange. And so you just need to know that. They didn't get away with it. Just like they're not going to get away with Stella and, the fake wife and the fake dad and the fake kids and the fake mom and all that. They didn't get away with the fake arrest either. It's a little serious because, well, we knew they had a tunnel, and underneath the Ecuadorian embassy where they claimed they arrested Assange, right? MI5 was right under that floor. And then we saw the trap door in the Knightsbridge, in the skateboarding video. We saw the trap door at the entrance of the Ecuadorian embassy. And so right under there was MI5. So we don't really know if they snatched Assange out before, if he got away and they don't have him, or we don't really know what happened to him. All we know is that Stella and Shipton's and CIA and the lawyers, Jennifer Robinson, Joseph Farrell, Kristen Hrafnason, are all working for Soros and Murdoch and Rothschild. And they all fell out with Assange. Stella obviously was upset because Assange didn't want her. All the insiders were saying that she wanted him, he didn't want her. And that was basically, she was his dog's body, never a lawyer, even Snowden's lawyer. And Thomas Drake's lawyer, Jessalyn Radack, who was sleeping with Assange's PR man, Trevor Fitzgibbon, who tried to give me vital intel in person, but I didn't meet up with him because I didn't trust him, Trevor Fitzgibbon, right? So he was sleeping with Snowden's and Thomas Drake's lawyer, Jessalyn Radack. Well, Jessalyn said, Stella's not a lawyer. That's what she said. So this story is just, gosh, so many lies on top of lies on top of lies on top of lies. But just like they didn't get away with Stella, the fake wife, they didn't get away with this fake arrest either.